Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, Nick and Femi. Better bet. You should bet. No. You better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What day is today? Tuesday? The Terrific Football Tuesday edition. I was like, is it a Tremendous Football Thursday or is it a Terrific Football Tuesday? Listen, it's almost Thanksgiving. I tell my wife, right, because we've been together since we started dating in early 19. Almost, we went together almost 7 years. Married, kid. Funny how life works. So she's been with me since the start of You Better You Bet. And like this schedule, I've been doing sports media since I was literally 18. But like the schedule and the cadence of each job that you have is a little different, right? So this job is the most intense I've ever had during football season out of all the jobs I've ever had. And they're all intense during football season. And I think I've gotten really good, just on a personal level, of managing like my energy during football season, making sure that I'm good through the entire thing. And look, the goal is for you, the listener and viewer, to never have an idea if I'm feeling like not so great. And sometimes I say it on the air because I take real life and I turn it into content because I think it's funny. Like sometimes, you know, like sometimes I'm not feeling that great. Sometimes I don't really feel that great when I come on to do this show. And I have to be honest, I think this has been my best season in terms of managing all of that. I think I've done a really nice job. But now that we're at Thanksgiving, I can use a couple days off. So I don't do things like mixing up Tremendous with Terrific like I just did to start the hour. It is a Terrific Football Tuesday here on You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, the crew, and you. First hour, Monday Night Football. San Francisco 49ers beat the Panthers. Why I think the Niners are going to the playoffs. Why I don't think they can get to the Super Bowl. But why they may be an interesting money line pick on Wild Card Weekend. A lot going on with the 8-4 San Francisco 49ers. And why I'm super down on the 6-6 Carolina Panthers, both for the rest of this season and for as long as Bryce Young's the quarterback. Gives me no pleasure to say that, but that is my honest opinion on the Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young. And we touched on the NBA. Crazy top of the standings in the Eastern Conference with Detroit, Toronto, and Miami. I still think it's the Knicks, and I still think it's the Cleveland Cavaliers that will be there at the very end in the Eastern Conference Finals. We will get to Week 13 in the National Football League. I'll roll through every single game on the docket. That's coming up later this hour. And later this segment, college football Got a bunch of games I want to hit from rivalry weekend. My takes, my opinions, and some bets strewn in as well. But for right now, little college hoops. I said at the start of the show that there is a national championship contender. One of the teams at the very top of the odds board that I'm concerned about. Not concerned like they're going to have a bad season or like miss the tournament or get bounced in the first round. No, that's not what I'm saying here. And that's not the point of this program I'm going to discuss. But this program kind of prides itself on, in like we're going to be there in March and we're going to be there in the end. So kind of like what happens now, not that it doesn't matter, it does matter. But I think they put a little less emphasis on what happens early in the season because of the run of recent success that this program has had. The program I'm referencing is the Houston Cougars. Houston's awesome. Definitely one of the best teams. Sharp and Uzon are back. Three incredible freshmen to go along with them. Kelvin Sampson is obviously a great coach, even if his team couldn't get a shot off at the end of the national championship game. Remember that? Do you remember, everybody, if you tailed us on the show, how profitable the NCAA tournament was up until Final Four Saturday and National Championship Monday? Oh, yeah. It sucked. It was great up until then, though. Houston's great. I think Houston's going to win the Big 12. Houston's probably going to be Houston could be the number one overall seed when it's all said and done in the NCAA tournament. But Houston's had a couple games thus far this season that are a little concerning, and they've won them. So last Sunday, I bet Houston, the bet lost. Houston was a 6.5-point favorite against Auburn in like a neutral site game in Birmingham, but it's like not really a neutral site game, like more Auburn fans there. And Houston won the game at the very end, and Auburn in that game couldn't make a free throw to save its life. Could not make a free throw in the game. 21 of 33 from the line. And Houston barely survived. Yesterday, Houston was taken to overtime by Syracuse. Syracuse kind of feels like it's a program kind of back on the way up in college hoops, right? I know Bill Zimmerman will be happy about that, Syracuse alum. True story. Bill was the blindside protector for Donovan McNabb at Syracuse for about two practices. I actually think that's accurate. Bill, is that right? I think that's actually true. Last night, Syracuse took Houston to overtime. Houston won 78-74. Syracuse went 12 of 29 from the free throw line in the game. 12 of 29. So think about it, right? If Auburn makes its free throws and Syracuse makes its free throws, Houston's got two losses right now. Like, that's not opinion. Like, that's fact. I'm not saying Houston's going to be bad. Again, I'm telling you, like, they're going to win the Big 12. Like, they're going to be fine. But I think that this is a little interesting to note early in the season when Houston is generally a death machine, like a war machine during like a non-conference and conference play. I've got my eye on it a little bit. Now, this is going to sound a little incongruent, what I'm about to say next. So less than an hour from now, Houston plays Tennessee as Feast Week rolls on. Houston's a 2.5-point favorite in the game. I think Houston's going to railroad them. And you might hear me say that and go, well, you were just saying that you're worried about Houston and now you like them against Tennessee. I like the price. And I'm telling you, I still think Houston's awesome. But is this a trend for Houston where maybe they're not as good as we thought? Or maybe they're kind of still percolating, still marinating, still simmering. It's just something I have my eye on right now. I do like them in this matchup against Tennessee. I did lay it with Houston against the Vols. That game starts at 6 o'clock Eastern. Last note on college hoops. Gonzaga, 95. Bama, 85 last night. We laid Gonzaga. That was awesome. The Zags are, however good you think they are, they're probably better. And that is a team that everyone needs to have their eyes on right now. They're ranked 12th. This team should be ranked in the top five easily. Easily. And I do feel a little better about Auburn, and I bet Oregon last night, that was a loser for me. Auburn beats Oregon 84-73. Stephen Pearl, you know, Bruce's son, he just might be a decent coach. I think he might be pretty good, and I was down on him coming into the year. It doesn't look like Auburn's lost much. Early, it's early, with Bruce going to his son, Stephen. I actually have one more basketball-related note. I'll be like 20 seconds or less on this. Just betting game by game in the NBA. The Sacramento Kings are terrible. They're 5-13. After Doug Christie ripped them recently for lack of effort, they've won two straight games, and they've beaten the Nuggets and the Timberwolves in back-to-back. They've won two straight, and they beat Denver and Minnesota. Just like the next time you see Sacramento and they're like a huge dog in a game, maybe I'm going to like them as a huge dog for a little bit here if this is the way they're going to play. I think that was less than 20 seconds. And now we can get back to football here on this Tuesday on You Better You Bet. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Thank you, Captain Obvious. And because we're off Thursday and Friday, or I'm off at least, there's a show on Friday. God bless. Tomorrow will operate as a Friday show. Tomorrow's a phenomenal football Friday on a wonderful football Wednesday. So I'm going to try and preview all the big college football games rivalry week today and tomorrow, and then in the Power Hour tomorrow on Wednesday, it'll be all the bets coming up for the football weekend, college and the NFL. And I'm back on Sunday morning, and I'll finalize the NFL card then, but I'll run through every single game. So this will be a nice appetizer. It's for the Power Hour coming up tomorrow on a Wednesday. First game I want to hit. Georgia and Georgia Tech. The Bulldogs, 13.5-point road favorites, 59.5 the total. It was a great game last year. Way better than it had any right to be. And Tech kept it obviously extraordinarily close with how it ended up. And Tech could have easily won that game. And Tech last week, playoff hopes dashed by Pitt, who dominated offensively, scored a million points on them. And Georgia Tech kind of yacked that game away against the Pitt Panthers. So when I think about this game, right, and I look at it, yesterday is the first time I look at it, and I see the big number, and I think, okay, I don't necessarily, like, love Georgia's defense. Haynes King definitely has that dog in him, D-A-W-G. Can Tech possibly keep this close? And I think the answer is no. And the reason why, and it's going to be fascinating. You know, we'll see who plays for the SEC championship. But, you know, I think Georgia's going to win this game. Georgia's going to the playoff. And Georgia's hypothetical ceiling from where it was early in the year, and I think we can all admit this, right? No matter where you came down on Georgia before the year, I think we can all acknowledge that the ceiling's higher now than it was even like a month ago. Gunnar Stockton is tremendous. Like, their quarterback's unbelievable. And he's playing at a really high level right now. And if Pitt can rip up that Georgia Tech defense the way it did, why can't Gunnar Stockton and Georgia? I think Georgia rolls in this game. Any number below 14, I like with Georgia. Now, my college bets have been brutal, and the unit side, like, I'm not betting a lot on these games. I'm betting smaller because I'm getting railroaded. So I'll bet Georgia in the game. 13.5, minus 15 is the number right now, so I'll drink the juice. And I think that it will be fascinating to talk about Georgia when we get to the college football playoff as a team that could they beat Ohio State? What's the ultimate upside for Georgia if Stockton's going to play like this? And we'll see about the defense. I do like Georgia quite a bit against Georgia Tech in rivalry week. Rivalry week? Now I'm doing Tweety Bird. I've done, you know, when I wear my Invisalign, I have a lisp, like suffer and succotash. And now I'm talking like Tweety Bird. Listen, we're all just trying to make it through the day. Ole Miss and Mississippi State. I actually don't think we can talk about this game enough. And I did a little bit on it yesterday. I'll do a little bit on it today. This is the Lane Kiffin Bowl, right? Because we don't know where Lane Kiffin's coaching next year. And apparently, either at some point, On Black Friday after this game or on Saturday, it's going to be announced if Lane is A, staying at Ole Miss, B, going to LSU, C, going to Florida, or D, going somewhere else. Who knows? Lane's kind of crazy. I don't even mean that in a negative way. He's just a little nuts, right? No one knows what he's going to do. Does he even know what he's going to do? Maybe not. And to be fair to him, it's all really good options. And I don't know about you, but I generally have this in my life where if I have like a couple really good options, I have to like, I ask everyone, like Bill's kind of like a therapist. I might ask Bill, what do you think? He's probably like, man, I don't, leave me alone. Ask my wife. Yeah, I'm one of those guys. It's what it is, right? I think Lane's one of those guys. He's got three good decisions in front of him, and he's not sure which one to make. They're all good. This has to wear on his football team. It just has to. And you kind of have the added handicap in this game and the added motivation from Mississippi State where if the Bulldogs win this game, they're bowl eligible. It's a lot on the line here, aside from just being like a rivalry game. Now, I think Ole Miss is in the playoff, win or lose. I think Ole Miss is making it. But what happens if they win and Lane leaves and you have an interim coach in the playoff? Like, it's going to be insane if that happens. Unprecedented. Ask yourself this question. Do you think that's likely? Is it over 50% that Ole Miss is in the playoff with an interim coach? Is that more or less than 50%? I think it's more. I have no inside info. I'm not saying it's like 80%. I think it has to be 51, right? Am I wrong? You can tell me if you think I'm wrong, right? In the YouTube chat, Twitch chat, tweet me, whatever. Instagram, DM me, whatever. Am I wrong? You're thinking that it could be this way for real? Good song. Nico and Vince. I'm taking the 7.5 with Mississippi State. This has to wear on the players. And Ole Miss is way better than Mississippi State. But I do enjoy a good old narrative spot here. I'll take the 7.5 with Mississippi State. Just quick on Oklahoma and LSU to end the segment. OU's a 10-point favorite. 36.5 is the total. 36.5 is the total. Garrett Nussmeier is not going to play in the game, it looks like. On three reporting that Nussmeier is doubtful. So it'll be Michael Van Buren going again for LSU. This Oklahoma offense is not worth a damn right now. John Mateer is clearly not healthy. The special teams rules and the defense rules. How many points is LSU scoring in this game? How many points is Oklahoma scoring in the game? Give me under 36.5 in OU-LSU, and I think OU wins and punches its ticket to the college football playoff. More college football breakdown right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Here's a shot downfield. Wide open is Livingston. Touchdown catch for the guy who threw a touchdown pass, Parker Livingston.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Tess with the call this past week on down ESPN. The Texas Longhorns rolling to win over Arkansas. Arch Manning dominant in that game. 6 touchdowns for Arch ahead of a rivalry game this weekend against Texas A&M. Point spread of that game, Aggies 2.5-point road favorites. Total in the game, 51.5. I'm always honest with you, our listeners and viewers. If my life were on the line, and this was a bet I want to do a bit here. Tyler knows what it is. I think I'm not going to do it, but just so you know, I thought about it. I thought about doing it. If my life were on the line, I'd bet Texas A&M. I'd bet the Aggies. Part of me says, I learned my lesson with Texas a couple weeks ago against Georgia. And I did the bit already. And it's a bit because it's like funny on the air, but like I bet my money on it. And like there was a bit and there was a bet. The bit was good. The bet was not. I lost money. The bit was, why can't Arch be awesome in this game? And then the game started, and he wasn't. And Georgia beat them 35-10. I think A&M's way better than Texas. Way better. And it bears out in their performance this season. A&M had the one, it was a little more than a hiccup, obviously, down 30-3 at halftime to South Carolina, but came back and won the game. I think A&M beat Notre Dame this season. Like, A&M's awesome. And A&M should win this game. So then why am I still sitting here thinking, what if Arch goes off? Why can't Arch be awesome? Why can't that happen? And if it does, is Texas going to win? And if Texas does win, are we about to be, I don't want to say subjected because I enjoy chaos, the three-loss Texas team potentially making the college football playoff? I don't think they will if they win. I don't think Texas is going to make it. I think Texas is out. But you know that conversation is going to be like, Sark's going to be campaigning like Zoran Mamdani. Like Donald Trump, if Texas wins this game to try and get in. Guaranteed. I actually think I'm going to be on the sidelines for this game. I want to bet A&M, and as my finger hovers over the button to click it, something in the back of my head is saying, but what if Arch dominates, and I won't be able to bear losing money on it? Now, Tyler in our show chat, Tyler likes A&M in the game. Tyler's very sick, and I would bring him on the air, but he doesn't feel well. He's right. So he just wrote, just wait, we'll get a better number. It does look like this is going to drop to 2. Who knows where this is going by kickoff? I'll tell you what. If this goes to a pick 'em, I'm taking A&M. I just am. But I'm concerned. What if Arch plays very well on Saturday? I do think, on the heels of the 6-touchdown performance, it is not the most impossible thing in the world to envision. I'm going to save Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, Washington, and the rest of the great games on Rivalry Weekend, Iron Bowl included, for tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of the show. You better you bet on this Tuesday. I would love now, if it's okay with you, our listeners and viewers, let's all discuss Week 13 in the National Football League together. And let's begin with the Thanksgiving games. And my goal here in the next 35 minutes of real time, which includes some commercial breaks, obviously, is to hit every single game coming up in Week 13. I have confidence in myself to make it happen. So let's start with the 3 games on Thanksgiving, with the Packers and Lions, and where we're at with side and total. Now, this does not function like a normal it moved, and this is not like not doing the music here, because we don't have injury reports for the Sunday games. And we have some information on the Thursday games. And do me a favor, Tyler and crew, just like if something's happened in any of these games in the last little bit in terms of injury reports, just put them in the chat for me, please. I'm doing the show, obviously, and can't do a million things at once. Game 1 on Thanksgiving. God, these games are great. The Lions and the Packers in Detroit. Detroit, a juiced 2.5, but the number is 2.5 at MGM. The total is 49. Jaden Reed might be back in this game for Green Bay. We haven't seen him since week 2 against the Washington Commanders. Josh Jacobs, it looks like, will be back for the Green Bay Packers as well. And the Lions are getting healthier. Like, every week we tell you they're missing a bunch of starters in the secondary. They might all be back for this game. I do like Detroit. Now, last week I bet against the Packers. I say the Packers are mid, and then J.J. McCarthy's the worst quarterback we've ever seen. And mid beats worst all the time. I do think Detroit is just better than Green Bay. There is something that concerns me, though, about the game. And what concerns me is the Lions' offensive line going up against Micah Parsons and this Packers pass rush. And we saw what happened, obviously, in week one when these two teams played at Lambeau, and Micah Parsons was chasing Jared Goff down like this was something out of planet Earth. It was unbelievable. So it does concern me a little bit. I don't think the Packers are all that. And I do think Detroit is better. And if the number is going to be, and I have not placed the bet yet, to be fair, I want to see a little bit more of the injury report. Number less than 3, I do like Detroit to cover on Thursday against Green Bay. Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. Oh, man. I'm being serious. This is as good as it gets for a Thanksgiving game. And just how many, like 49.5 million over or under viewers for Chiefs Cowboys on Thanksgiving. The number is going to be astronomical. The TV rating is going to be absolutely astronomical here. Kansas City, a 3-point road favorite, total in the game is 52. So remember yesterday, number was 3.5. I said, I think we're going down to 3. We're at 3 right now. Rashee Rice, limited in Monday's practice with a hamstring injury. We think he'll be good to go in this game. Like, no news to the contrary to make you believe otherwise. Trey Smith is out, which sucks. He's probably the Chiefs' best offensive lineman, one of their interior guards. And Isaiah Pacheco is going to be back in this game for Kansas City, and they need him. They need a hammer in the run game to go along with Kareem Hunt. So Pacheco coming back, I do think, matters. George Pickens looks like he's going to play. Had a couple different injuries he picked up in the win over the Eagles, but it does look like George Pickens is going to be good to go in this game for Dallas. And just worth noting ahead of tomorrow, when I will give you Prop King for all 3 games on Thanksgiving, Brian Schottenheimer, Cowboys head coach, did address CeeDee Lamb's drops on Sunday against the Eagles, and sometimes you'll see a coach say, yeah, like, we need the player to be better. He said he's got that look in his eye, referring to CeeDee, and said 88's going to get the ball a lot on Thursday. I think Brian Schottenheimer is an awesome coach. I really enjoy him as the coach for the Dallas Cowboys. So Kansas City 3, total is 52. And you know where I'm going with this. I praised the Cowboys up and down and left and right, BABA start yesterday on the show. 5-5-1. Just imagine if they had never traded Micah Parsons where they'd be right now. If they didn't have to rebuild the defense midseason, if it had been good from the start, imagine where they could be. That's a story for another time. I understand the move towards the Cowboys here. And to be fair, this was a similar betting market on Sunday with the Eagles. Point spread went down to 3, and I bet Philly, and I lost, and they were up 21-0 and somehow lost. But they lost. And now we're seeing a point spread open more than 3, and Dallas get bet down to a 3-point home dog. I think the Chiefs are John Wick. I think they went away for a little bit, hung out with the dog, and hanging out with the dog in this instance means losing to the Jaguars, losing to the Broncos, losing games in inexplicable fashion, un-Chiefs-like fashion. But now the Chiefs, like John Wick, I guess you can say they're back. And they're about to go nuclear. And they're about to go scorched earth. And they're about to remind the league why they're the best team. And why I've been saying all offseason long that they're the best team. There is no Super Bowl hangover with Kansas City. And how do I know that? Because when they lost the Super Bowl to Tampa and Tom Brady, they went to the AFC Championship game the next year and were up big on Burrow and the Bengals at halftime before yakking it away. There is no Super Bowl hangover. I love the Chiefs in this game. Chiefs minus 3, Chiefs and money line parlays. Oh, baby. John Wick in these movies, those movies are awesome. I've only seen the first 2. I feel like the TV show, what's it called, The Continental? Set in, like, the hotel. I think that show is probably pretty good. I just, you know, I have a kid, and I work a lot, and I watch a lot of sports. Just saying I enjoy the John Wick universe. I really like it. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys. Thanksgiving night. Ravens and Bengals in Baltimore. We did get a piece of news earlier today about the Ravens. Kyle Hamilton back at practice. Lamar Jackson looks like he's going to be good to go. Did have missed practice on Monday with a toe injury. Joe Burrow is going to play for Cincy. Ja'Marr Chase is back and put out a statement today apologizing to the entire Steelers organization for spitting on Jalen Ramsey, but did not have the words Jalen or Ramsey in the apology letter. My guess is that Ja'Marr Chase would like to kill Jalen Ramsey. Like, IRL, as the kids would say. Like, in real life. Imagine, like, he spits on Ramsey, and in lieu of apologizing directly to Ramsey, apologizes to, like, Calvin Austin. Like, to Darnell Washington. What? But Chase will be playing, and he's obviously awesome. No T. Higgins, concussion, no Trey Hendrickson for the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday night. Now, I told you this yesterday. I do think the Bengals will cover the spread. And the rationale has nothing to do with Cincinnati and how bad the Bengals' defense is, or Burrow knocking off the rust. We haven't seen him since week two. It has everything to do with the Ravens, and specifically quarterback Lamar Jackson. The Ravens can say whatever they want. John Harbaugh can say whatever he wants. Derrick Henry can say whatever he wants. Zay Flowers can say whatever he wants. They can all say Lamar Jackson's healthy. And this is where it becomes like George Orwell's 1984. Like, reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. Like, we all watch the games. Lamar is not healthy. Did you watch the game against the Jets on Sunday? You know, the one where Tyrod Taylor with no wide receivers and the Jets offense had more yards per play than Baltimore. And I'm not saying Lamar's bad. I think Lamar's going to the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. He's awesome. So then, if he's awesome, why is he playing like bleep? Because he's hurt. It's the logical explanation. And maybe he's just going to be better on Thursday, and maybe he's over the injuries, and if that's the case, like, the Ravens are probably going to nuke them, given how bad the Bengals' defense is. I'll pay to see it. Not a big bet, but I have Cincinnati plus 7 coming up on Thursday night against the Baltimore Ravens. Black Friday. I love the Black Friday game. I think it's awesome. I'll be putting up the Christmas tree in the house on Friday while Eagles-Bears on TV. My wife's going to be pissed because I'm going to be watching the game while she's hanging up the ornaments. Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Bill writes in the chat, is it a real tree or a fake tree? Unfortunately, we have a fake tree where we're living right now. I had this conversation with my wife over the weekend. I grew up and I grew up in like a small apartment in Northern Boulevard in Queens, and we had a real tree in that apartment. My parents were apparently not afraid of burning the entire apartment building down. I prefer the real tree, which is not hating on the fake tree. I'm not hating on it. I do prefer a real tree. Like, that Christmas tree smell, that piney smell, is fantastic. I love it. And if you can't tell, our listeners and viewers, I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday, and it's not just my favorite holiday. It's like my favorite time of year. And I actually think, like, today is like Christmas. I mean that. Like, Thanksgiving to me, and I'm not trying to poo-poo Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to me, like, if Christmas were a menu, right? And Christmas were the main course. And then, like, New Year's is like dessert, right? Thanksgiving to me is like the appetizer. Like, Thanksgiving to me is not an event unto itself as much as it is like the initial start of the Christmas season, the larger Christmas season. Thanksgiving to me is a part of Christmas as opposed to being separate from Christmas. I love Christmas. And now that I have a young daughter, like, I love it even more. Even though she's 1.5, she's too young to really understand. She loves Santa. She says ho, ho, ho all the time. Like, it's just the best. And it's cozy, and I'm old, and I know that. And that's okay. I'm settling into my 40s. I really like it. And I love Christmas music, and I listen to it all the time. And this has nothing to do with Black Friday. I just like to tell you, our listeners and viewers, about the things I care about. Because I have a microphone. And I'm a passionate person, for better or worse. I'm listening on the car earlier today, driving to the office, to Silent Night, Frank Sinatra's version. And I'm like, I don't want to say I'm tearing up, but when Frankie Blue Eyes hits you, old Blue Eyes hits you with the sleep in heavenly peace, how can you not get emotional? Christmas, the most wonderful time of the year. What does this have to do with Bears-Eagles? Nothing. So I'll tell you more about Bears-Eagles and the rest of the slate in Week 13. Next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clock is ticking. They need 6 yards. Rudolph throws and it's tipped to the line of scrimmage. It's over. The Bears defense comes through.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Friend of the show, Ian Eagle, with the call this past Sunday on CBS as the Bears win again, their fourth straight, and improve to 8-3. The same record as the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's the matchup coming up on Black Friday on Amazon as the Eagles host the Bears. We'll tell you about that and the games coming up Week 13 NFL Sunday in a moment. But first, we got to tell you about our friends at BetMGM, because today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Like maybe the Orlando Magic tonight on the road in Philly against the Sixers. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. The Whale Capper Drew Dinsick coming up in 20 minutes. Best bets for Week 13 in the NFL. Danny Parkins next hour as well. First things first on Fox Sports 1. All our bets for tonight will close the show 1 hour from now. And a spirited game of Predict the Prop is on the way with our friend Brad Evans. How do I know? Because I was texting with Brad earlier. And I suffered for you, our listeners and viewers. Because you never want to talk to Brad Evans too much. I'm kidding. We love Brad. And I love having him on the show. Also, I'd prefer not to text him. Love you, Brad. Eagles and Bears on Black Friday. Eagles, a touchdown favorite, although it looks like this is going to go down to 6.5. So the Bears are the preferred betting side right now. The total's 44.5. So there's a lot to be figured out here, right, from an injury perspective for Chicago. Is Jalen Johnson going to play? Like, we know that he's going to return at some point for the Bears, their best corner. Are they going to get any of their linebackers back? They all missed last week in the win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So still a lot to be figured out. So I've not bet this game yet. And I said at the start of the show, I have an opinion that's going to surprise people on this game. And I'm curious just, and like, I don't, you know, you can type it in the chats or you can tweet, whatever. I'm just curious what you, our listeners and viewers, think I'm about to say with my surprising thought on this game. Maybe you think I'm about to say the Bears are going to win. Keep it really close. No. I think the Eagles are going to destroy them. I think this is now big boy football that the Chicago Bears are going up against this weekend on Friday against the Eagles. This is like a kid who's, you know, in kindergarten, the ruler of the roost, and he's the kindergarten bully, and then he goes and picks a fight with like a fifth grader, And you know how that's going to go. I think the Eagles are going to hand their ass to them on a silver platter. I think it might get bad. Now, I want to see where the number goes. I want to see the injury report for Chicago, so I'm not betting this game yet. But I will tell you, and I will repeat it tomorrow, I don't think the Eagles are going to win by 7. I think the Eagles might win by 17. I think they might win by 24. So we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But it's not Eagles small, it's Eagles big. Moving to Sunday. Why is this not the Sunday night game? Like, we have to watch Broncos Commanders. Ridiculous. Colts and Texans in Indianapolis. Massive game in the AFC South. 8-3 Indy hosting 6-5 Houston. So this was Indy 3.5 at open, and I'm just going to give a... I feel like this is an NFL Sunday now. I'm refreshing my BetMGM odds board just to make sure I have all the updated numbers for everybody. So Colts-Texans on Sunday. Indy 4.5, 44.5 the total. This was 3.5 and 46.5. So we're seeing the game get bet down, and obviously the Colts have gotten bet out a little bit. And I will admit, I am a little surprised by that. But the Colts getting bet out. Now, Indy's offense like still looks good from a season perspective looking at it, but I don't think it's really been that great, and obviously was not great against the Chiefs on Sunday. And Shane Steichen, I'll give him credit, took some ownership, speaking to the media, I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday, but basically saying, yeah, like my play calling wasn't that great towards the end of this game. I should have run the ball more with Jonathan Taylor. We talked about that on the show on Monday. And now, here's the Houston Texans defense. I guess the idea on Indy and liking the Colts would be, okay, even with C.J. Stroud back, here's Sauce Gardner on Nico Collins and, like, you know, Tre'Various Ward on Jaden Higgins and Kenny Moore on Christian Kirk or Jalen Noel. And they're not really going to be able. They ran the ball on Buffalo because everyone runs on Buffalo. So I think, like, there's a case to be made that the Texans are not going to score a lot in this game. But I think there's easily a case to be made that the Colts offense could get held down by one of the best defenses in the league in the Houston Texans. And we know what happens with Daniel Jones when he's under pressure. I think right now, if you want to bet this game, to get in while the getting's good with the under before this goes down to 44, which is one of the key numbers when we talk about totals. I think it's a lower scoring game. I like under 44.5 with the Colts and the Texans. We'll talk more about the side tomorrow. All right, I'm going to try to go big time rapid fire now and touch on every single game in the next like 6 minutes. It's going to be tough. Bills and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Buffalo, a 4-point road favorite, 47.5. Aaron Rodgers is going to be back in this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Bills just signed Brandon Cooks. Probably doesn't matter at all. Now, the last time we saw Buffalo and Josh Allen, he got sacked. Kenny, can I get some music here for this? Give me something hard driving here. Just like to exemplify the quickness that this is going to go. The last time we saw Josh Allen, he got sacked 8 times by the Houston Texans. Now here's T.J. Watt and the Steelers defense. I'm leaning right now towards Pittsburgh. No strong thought on the game. But if I had to bet the game right now, I think I'd bet the Steelers to cover the spread. Seahawks and the Vikings in Seattle. Seattle, a 10.5-point home favorite. Something like up-tempo, Kenny, in terms of the music. That fits the mood of like a fast-moving segment. Marion music is not really that. Something that, you know, like a hard-driving NFL film's beat, something like that. Or we don't need anything. Seahawks, a 10.5-point favorite against the Vikings. Total in the game is 41. Now, in case you missed it yesterday, we talked about it a lot on the show, J.J. McCarthy in concussion protocol, which to me is Kevin O'Connell like telling J.J., hey, you're not playing on Sunday, and here's an excuse. Yeah, love it. Let's keep it rolling here. Max Brosmer would start for the Minnesota Vikings if J.J. McCarthy can't go. And what I'll say about Max Brosmer, can't be worse than J.J., can only be as bad. If I want to bet the Vikings, I would like for Christian Darrisaw to play. I'd like for Donovan Jackson to play. I would like for Minnesota's offensive line to be healthy if I wanted to bet Minnesota. And the way that I would encourage people to think about this is, if J.J. McCarthy were starting and the number were 10.5, would you consider betting the Vikings? And if the answer to that question is yes, I think you need to bet them with Max Brosmer, because how could he be worse than J.J.? How's it possible? He could only be as bad. No bet for me on the Vikings yet, but at double digits with a healthy offensive line, I'll have to consider clicking the button on Minnesota. Niners and the Browns in Cleveland. San Fran, 5.5 on the road, total 38. Weather expected to be bad. Shedeur Sanders gets another start for Cleveland. We talked about the Browns yesterday, and they were getting bet during the show yesterday from 6.5 to 6. I said yesterday, I like Browns plus 6. No matter what happens tonight on Monday Night Football, we're off that number now. I kind of think we're in no man's land at the moment. It's going to be Brock Purdy in bad weather against a really, really good defense. Obviously, you can make a case for the Niners because Shadur's the quarterback on the other side. I have a small Browns plus 6 bet in tow that I will stick with over the course of the week. Jags and the Titans in Tennessee. Jacksonville, 6.5-point road favorite. This was 7. We've moved off 7. Total of the game is 42. I think I agree with the move off 7 here because Tennessee is quietly starting to play a little better. Hung with Seattle. Final score, not truly indicative of the game. Like, Seattle was way more than a 6-point winner in that game. They won by 6. But the Titans are playing better. The Jaguars are very, very hard to trust. No bet at the current number. I understand people that wanted to take 7 with Tennessee. Dolphins, a 6-point home favorite against the Saints coming off their bye off the Madrid win against the Commanders. 41.5, the total. The Saints love giving up explosives down the field. They gave one up to Kirk Cousins and Darnell Mooney. Think about that on Sunday. Now here's Tua and Jalen Waddle. I do think Tyler Shuck has acquitted himself okay as Saints quarterback. If I had to bet this game, I think I'd lay the Dolphins. And that's not a place I necessarily want to be in, but leaning towards Miami. Falcons, a 2.5-point road favorite at the Jets, 39.5 the total. This is one of the grossest games of the season. I guess Atlanta, but I don't really want to click that button. Bucks laying 3 against the Arizona Cardinals, 44.5 the total. I don't really think we can have a conversation about this game until we know a little bit more about Baker Mayfield's status. Like, during the power hour tomorrow, we'll have a practice report on Wednesday for Tampa. We'll see if Baker's practicing, like, what the situation is. Obviously, Tampa's better than Arizona, but we need to know if Baker's playing before we can really talk about this game. The LA Rams, 10-point road favorites at the Carolina Panthers. Total of the game is 45. I think this might be Rams 37-3. Do I even need to say anything more? I do like the Rams. I haven't bet the game yet, but I do lean towards the Rams at this point in time. Chargers, a 10-point home favorite against the Raiders, total 41. This is bounced back and forth from Chargers 9.5 to 10. Chargers coming off the bye, Raiders off the Monday night debacle, or the Sunday debacle, excuse me, against the Browns, where Geno Smith was sacked 10 times. But Chip Kelly got fired. And Greg Olsen is now in his third call of duty, calling plays for the Las Vegas Raiders. That's crazy. This is his third stint as Raiders offensive coordinator and play caller. Says something about something. I think I'd rather have Fox Sports Greg Olsen than this Greg Olsen calling plays. Maybe you can talk yourself into a better performance for the Raiders offense. Like, honestly, you probably can. Raiders plus 10 would be my early look in that game. It's Tuesday. I haven't made any bets yet. Sunday Night Football, Broncos and the Commies in our nation's capital. Denver 6.5, 43.5 the total. Marcus Mariota going to start in all likelihood for Washington. We'll see if Terry McLaurin's back. We'll see about Patrick Surtain as the Broncos come off their bye. I don't know if I want to lay Denver in the game. I do think the Broncos will win and run their record to 10-2. And a quick take on Monday Night Football. Patriots and the Giants. Super Bowl 42 and 46 rematch. New England, a 7.5-point home favorite, 46.5 the total. We told you yesterday, Patriots stud rookie left tackle Will Campbell might be out the rest of the regular season. Jared Wilson, their left guard, high ankle sprain. The left side of the offensive line is out for the Patriots in this game. Very quietly, the Giants' offensive line is actually pass-blocking pretty well. They actually are. And with the Patriots down a couple offensive linemen, this is not the setup for a double cross. 7.5? I like it with the Giants at plus 7.5. My thought of how the game will play out is Giants are winning at halftime and the Patriots win the game at the very end, which seems to typify what's going to happen with the Giants, and we'll see if Jackson Dart plays or not. But I do, at this point in the week, like the Giants plus the 7.5. Final hour, power hour coming up next. We start the hour, week 13 best bets with the whale capper, Drew Dinsick.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.